Well, have you begun to get back into that familiar routine of life? Kids are back in school. Stores begin to display for the upcoming seasons. Maybe you've added a pumpkin spice latte to your morning fare. Well, so much to look forward to and, dare I say, feeling a little bit more normal. Well, with all the things we have to look forward to, have you paused to realize that the fall also brings with it some fabulous feast days in our liturgical calendar? Well, joining me today to let you know what we have to look forward to in the church calendar and how to get the kids in on the celebration, it's our good friend, Mary Harrell. Good morning, Mary. Thanks so much for joining us again today.
Hey, Brenda. So thanks for having me on again. And man, that pumpkin spice latte, I can say I have never had one. I have never had a single one.
Okay. Well, don't have one, because if you have one, you're going to want to have two. I will admit, too, that has not been on my menu this year. It's a lot of sugar in those. So those are definitely the special treats.
Right.
Mary, let's start by this. You know, you just got back, actually, from a cross-country trip with your whole family. I am speaking to you, so I know you survived it. Kind of tell us a little bit how that went.
Brenda, we went 5,000 miles across this beautiful country, 5,000 miles round trip. We all survived, and I would say we even got back home with our sense of humor intact, and that was really the victory of the trip. We rented a 15-passenger van. We took out 8 of those seats, and we spread out in this enormous vehicle and made our way to the middle of the country and back again. We had a great time, and I don't know if I'd repeat it for a couple of years at least, but for what it was great, and we came back in one piece. So praise God for that.
Oh, praise God. And Mary, just making memories with those families, that will be a trip those kids will never forget. Well, as we begin, it's actually, as we're talking today, it's raining here in the Pacific Northwest. It definitely feels like we've turned the calendar and fall has begun. And it's a wonderful time if you have begun to live your family life according to the liturgical calendar. Well, you know that it's a great way to start celebrating those feast days. We've got some great ones coming up. Can you kind of share with us what we got to look forward to?
Brenda, the fall feast day calendar, I think it might be maybe my favorite liturgical time of the year, because you're right. You're starting to think about pumpkins on the porch, going to the pumpkin patch with the kids, all those great things. And then also you have all these great feast days to celebrate at home together in beginning that cozy season of year. So we kick it off in our house, the fall liturgical feast season, with St. Michael the Archangel, with Michaelmas is another name for it, on coming up on Wednesday. And in our house, it is known as Swords and Shields Day. And I don't even know how old my kids were when I started this, but we celebrate the Feast of St. Michael the Archangel by having swords and shields for dinner in the shape of waffles and bacon. Those are our swords and our shields. And it's one of those small little things, you know, the way to a kid's memories, I feel like, are through his stomach.
Sure.
Yeah, so they always know Swords and Shields Day, bacon and waffles for dinner on St. Michael's feast day. That's the first big one coming up for us quickly. Then on October 1st, a great one for my daughter. She loves the Feast of St. Therese of the Little Flower, St. Therese of Lisieux. And we make a point together of gathering flowers either from our yard or grandma and grandpa's yard, from the backyard. Even if you have to pull some weeds, pull the last of summer's dandelions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make a little bouquet of flowers and put it in your home in front of Jesus or by the Blessed Mother. And remember, those little flowers should be offered right back to God.
Oh, fantastic. Mary Harrell is the domestic apologist. She is joining us today as we, well, celebrate the fall and all that it has to offer, especially in the church year. Well, Mary, recently on the Morning Blend, we just talked about how to celebrate Patron Saints Day. Of course, in November, we've got the wonderful feast, All Souls Day and All Saints Day. You're trying to raise some saints in your household. Do you ever celebrate their feast day or their saints feast day?
We do, and continuing with the dinner theme here, we do a couple times through the year of having the children pick the family dinner or the family dessert, one on their name feast day. So St. Ambrose, Ambi picks the dinner, St. Joseph, March 19th, Joseph picks the dinner. Then we also have extended it to the saint that they picked from our little church basket on New Year's Day. Everyone of our parish picks a saint to pray to for the year. And I've added those to the calendar, and I've been really surprised at the way the kids have latched on to that. They know that that's the saint they've been praying to all year. They have researched that saint a little, or they've researched with their dad to learn more about that saint. And additionally, Brenda, we threw in that if it's your saint's feast day, either your name or the saint you've picked for the year, you also get to lead the family rosary that night. And for kids that are squirmy during the rosary or have a hard time focusing, we found that if you say, hey, you're in charge tonight, you're in charge of the siblings, you lead the creed, you lead the decades, and that you get to pick your siblings who gets to lead each one, they straighten up pretty fast with that responsibility. And so that's been another aspect of living the life, the heartbeat of our faith at home that's been really enriching for our family.
Oh, absolutely. And then Mary, of course, not jumping too far ahead, but you know, one of my favorite holidays of the year is Thanksgiving, because the focus of Thanksgiving is about food and family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful way, at least in our family, we get together and get to enjoy each other, but really to give thanks. How do you begin to prepare your kids to go always first and foremost, we need to be thankful of the blessings God has given us.
I've thought, Brenda, about that question a lot, about instilling that sense of gratitude in children. And as always, you know, most things, it comes back to me. Am I being grateful for my things? Am I being grateful to God? And am I being grateful in front of my children? You know, it's one thing to have our own interior prayer life where at night, you know, before we go to bed, we thank God for our children, for our spouse, for our marriage, for our homes. But they don't hear that. They're already asleep in their beds, you know, God willing, by the time I get in bed. So I started, when we say our morning offering, when we're driving to school in the morning, instead of beginning with my list of petitions for our Lord, Lord, we pray for, you know, Mr. Smith, who's sick. We pray for, you know, Stevie's cold to get better. I try to begin with, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my children. Thank you for this car that we're using to get to school. Thank you for our home. Thank you for the school we're going to, for our teachers. And after that, I try and go into our petitions and ask each child what they'd like to pray for. But I've heard a change in their petitions as well, of not just the, Lord, please give me this, please help this. It's not to put that down at all, petitioning our Lord. But really, what a great idea, Brenda, to say, thank you first. Thank you so much. And then from there, here are the things I need. But thank you for what you've given me already.
I love that so much. Lead by example, Mary, I've got to say, at the end of a very good meal, something that I have prepared for the family, well, the good deacon, my husband, is always quick to say, hey, thank you so much for dinner. Oh, this was fabulous. Man. And of course, the kids are like, oh my gosh, yes, thank you so much. You know, and again, they learned that throughout life, even for married couples, that yes, we are supposed to continue to say thank you throughout. So, we appreciate it. We are so excited. Mary, if you ever get your hands on one of those pumpkin spice lattes, you let me know and tell me what you think. We'll have a review session on that.
There you go. Can't wait. As long as it's a gluten-free one, I'm all for it. Maybe this is my year. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, sounds good. Well, as the fall goes on, we'll be sure to get an update as to everything that's going on in that fabulous Harrell household. Mary, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Brenda. God bless.
God bless you, too.